Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what Curious Freedom can look like. Hello and welcome to Curious Freedom Podcast with me, Kirsty Faruja, and my best friend, me, again this week. Another solo episode. I'm so, so grateful to be in your ears again this week. So today I've got a couple of thoughts rumbling through my mind as to what I wanted to chat about. It is November 2023, and Christmas is very, very fast approaching. And here in Australia, we finish our school year in December as well. And so kids have 6 to 8 weeks of holidays, and everything is jammed into November and December. And so I've got a couple of ideas and thoughts for you to ponder over the next week or months or whenever. Yeah, just about how we can be curiously free in this season and how we can enter this typically busy season with curiosity and from a stance of freedom rather than feeling the opposite. So here are some of my thoughts. Lauren in our Facebook community, she is a superstar. I love her. I'm often using her thoughts and her ideas to bounce off when it comes to podcast ideas and social media and everything. She's just a beautiful friend. And so when I put out the other week, if anyone has some podcast ideas, she came back with, hey, why don't you talk and encourage us all to get into our gift spaces and re-gift and re-see and what we have in there so that we're not going out and purchasing duplicate. So anyway, it's a really great idea. So I wanted to chat about that and some other things around this busy season. So as we're heading into Christmas, as I'm recording it, it's what is it called? Black Friday. Lots of people are looking for bargains and the shops are getting busier. But also, you know, if you're here in Australia and it's around the world, money is challenging and money mindsets are challenging. And I know here in Australia, we've had loads of interest rate hikes. And so the cost of living because of the interest rates and also all the other pressures that are happening around the world is causing the cost of living to rise. So one way to reduce your spending this Christmas is to do exactly what Lauren suggested and to go into your gift area. So maybe you're like Lauren and you collect gifts across the year and in the generous heart way with the full intention of going to that box or that cupboard or that space when birthdays come up and when Christmas comes up and that you are preparing yourself and you're all set for Christmas and all set for birthdays and people can be invited last minute to birthday parties and you know you've got the gift already in that box or container. And so my challenge and encouragement to you is to go into that box this November and go in and check, see if anything is not age appropriate anymore, see if some of the gifts in there already, you know, you can think about family members and extended family members and friends that you you normally give gifts to and see if any of those gifts in there are already perfect for those people on your list. And so that reduces the need to shop any further for them. And another idea is to just go around your house and see if you can do a quick declutter and if anything of those declutters can be regifted. I know that this is a controversial topic. Some people hate regifting, don't feel it's appropriate or right. And then other people are totally on board for regifting. And so if you're one of those people who are totally on board for regifting, then maybe have a look around your home and see if there's anything that you have been given that you had full intention of using and yet it's been 2 years and you haven't, or it's been 6 months and you haven't, or it's been 3 months and you haven't, or as soon as you got it, you knew you were never going to use it. And so again, looking at those things and seeing if there's anybody on your list that you can think of that would appreciate that, and therefore you've solved your Christmas present for that person already. And then, as I encourage everybody to do, and this is Lauren suggested that this be a yearly reminder for all of you beautiful people out there who collect gifts during the year, is go through your list of people that you need to buy for, go through those gifts that you've stored up. And if you find things that doesn't meet any criteria, doesn't meet the people on your list, or it's been 5 years since you bought that gift and nobody is two anymore, then think about adding those gifts to the wishing trees that we see around in shops and in supermarkets and Kmart and all of those places that do gifting for kids who aren't going to receive any presents, or people who aren't going to receive those presents, and potentially give that to those places so that you're clearing out your gift box and gift space, and you can start afresh next year. Particularly when you know that, you know, a season has ended, you know, you don't have any friends who are having babies, you don't know anybody who's getting married anytime soon, you know, any of those gifts that you know have actually, you know, it's past that season, or it's going to be many, many years before you re-enter that season again. And so that's my encouragement to you. And I think that's also a great way of saving money and being intentional when you're going out shopping over the next couple of weeks for Christmas, so that you're not tempted to buy things for people who you've already marked off your list as already got presents for. And so thought that was a great idea, Lauren. Thank you for your suggestion. And this, for everybody else, this is your yearly reminder to go into your gift cupboard.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I also wanted to chat about how can we enter this season of crazy busyness with everybody wanting to catch up before Christmas, work Christmas parties, you know, wanting to get together with friends, but also having end of year functions for school, awards nights, graduations, year six formals, year 12 formals, sports presentations, dance concert, all of that. How can we also find rest in those moments? And how can we also enter this season with freedom and with curiosity? So my biggest encouragement to you all is to be curious about yourself and about your family, and taking into consideration everybody's needs. Some people have needs to be out and socializing. Some people have needs to be silent and quiet and introverted and getting their needs met within themselves. So I just really want to encourage you all to be taking into consideration the different dynamics in your family, and also what comes up for you when you get invited to things? And is there an opportunity for you to say no to things and to get curious about whether or not you're doing things out of obligation or whether you're doing things from a posture of love and from a posture of freedom? Of course, you are all free to make whatever decisions align with you and your values and what rings true for you. So this is not at all about telling you what you should do, because you all know I hate that word. It is about encouraging you to be curious about your intentions and to be curious about your freedom. And holding the tension between people's obligations on us and their expectations of us and what we know to be true for us and what we know we need for us, and getting curious again, I just want to encourage you all to get curious. Like, do I want to go to this thing that I've been invited to? And your initial reaction might be, yes, I do want to go to it. Or it could be, no, I don't want to go to it. But getting curious about why it is that you feel like it is a yes. Is it out of obligation, or is it an out of expectancy or expectation from other people, or is it true to you? You really do want to go to this thing that you've been invited to. And then balancing that with the things that we just have to go to. You know, my son really, really, really doesn't want to go to his sister's dance concert tomorrow. And I would love to give him his freedom to not attend that. And I want them to continue to learn to support and encourage one another in their pursuits. And that as a family, sometimes we just have to do things that we wouldn't necessarily choose to do, but other people in our family feel loved by that when we do it. And I feel like that's for all of us. There is absolutely a time and a place where showing love for other people and their expectations on us is showing love. It is, or it can be, the right thing to do is to go to a family member's that is hosting a Christmas function because you want to honor and show them love. And there is a time to sit in your freedom and know that actually, come what may, whatever those people, you know, my beautiful family members think of me or my friends think of me, actually the right thing for me to do is to say no and to be resting and doing things that feel restful and feel restorative for me. And I think it can be so tricky to know what the right thing is. And that's why I'm always extending the invitation to you all to get curious about your freedom and what freedom looks like for you. Does that look like saying yes? And does that look like saying no? And there is always, you know, I have to go to this dance concert and I want to go and watch my daughter's dance concert because she lights up the stage and her friends light up the stage, and I love seeing them perform and have fun and do something that they love and that lights them up. And it is also stressful for me. I do have to run around. Simon is away this weekend camping, and it's all on me to get both kids to where they need to be at different times and at the same time. And she's had a really big week, and I have to do the work within me to be able to hold space for all the big emotions that tomorrow will bring. She's had year 7 orientation today, which was going to be tricky for her. She's already told me how anxious she was feeling about that. And it's been a big week of anxiousness around year 7 orientation. And then tomorrow we have this massive day of the dance concert. And so what can I do within myself to prepare myself and my emotions for the bigness of hers, and how do I hold space for her, and how do I do that all throughout the Christmas season for all of my family members and myself? How do I give myself enough white space and enough rest and restorative practices so that I can show up in the ways that I need to show up? And have grace for myself and self-compassion for when I don't have it all together and I'm not the patient mum who can hold space for meltdowns or the patient wife who can hold space for last minute invitations or the patient friend who can be there for other people. And I think that's where I really, really want to encourage you this week. Maybe set aside some time this week to really look through your calendar, to think through the things that are coming up over the next 6 weeks for you or the next, you know, couple of months if we're going into the school holidays for those of us in the Southern Hemisphere. You know, look at your commitments that you have already. Think about, you know, ask people, friends and family when they have their work functions. You know, if you want to get in early and ask your friends if we're going to catch up before Christmas or are we going to leave it until January, and start looking at your calendar so that you can build in some white space for yourself or do what you need to do so that this can be a season of joy that we can enter December with joy, and we can enter being present with our family and friends with joy. And what does that even look like for you? What does coming to an end of a massive year that's gone so quickly, what would look and feel like joy for you? And this is not to put any more expectation on you. Maybe joy isn't even your goal for Christmas. Maybe just being semi-present is enough for you this December. Maybe December is really hard for you and actually all you want to do is check out. I can hold space for all of it. And I just want to encourage you to be more mindful about what's going on under the surface for you, to be more intentional with your time. It's our most precious asset. So how can I encourage you this week to be more present with yourself so that you can do the work that you need to process the year, to process what's coming over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, so that you can be what you want to be, so that you can be the best you or the good enough you for this season? And what do you need? What do you need? What does rest look like? What does joy look like? What does hope look like? What do you need? And maybe that's really hard for you. Maybe you haven't ever thought about what you need. Maybe that's something that is just down the absolute bottom of your priority list. And my hope for you, curious one, is that what you need moves up a couple of notches just by sitting and listening to me today, or walking and listening, or driving and listening, or showering and listening, whatever it is that you do to listen to this podcast. What do you need? I really hope that my journey over the last 12 months with this podcast is helping you and encouraging you to create space for what does curious freedom look like for you? What does curiosity look like for you? And what does freedom look like to you? And how can this busy season, what can you control? What's in your control? What's within your freedom? And what is this season calling you into? What new freedom, what new curiosity is beckoning to you? What do you need? And what do you want? And just know that I'm absolutely cheering for you in all of it. Whether you need to just keep pushing and keep moving and keep going so that you don't fall into a heap, or if what you need and want is actually just a walk around the block listening to me, or a swim in the pool by yourself, or sitting and listening to some meditation, or standing in the sun with your feet on the ground, choosing 1 minute of slow breathing to be more present in your body. Or if it means giving your family the biggest squeeze and the tightest hugs, or if it's sitting in your grief and your loneliness and your hurt and your sadness and letting that move through your body and thanking those experiences as hard and horrible and awful as they may have been for you, to let them move through you and thank them for what they've taught you about yourself and about the world and about other people, and to let them go. Or whatever it looks like for you. I'm just taking a big deep breath and then exhaling for you. And I'm just sending you all my biggest love and all of my hope and all of my joy. So take what you need from this podcast and from me, and I hope that you can spend some time just pondering, whether you sit down and journal or you sit down and think and contemplate, or if it's ticking away in the background as you go about your day, as you do what you need to do, as you head to interview functions, as you head to dance concerts, as you head to whatever this next season is calling you into, that you can just be pondering what it is that you need and what it is that you want, and actioning that, and not just thinking about it, but actually putting a plan in place for how you're going to achieve that, and asking for what you need. I adore you all, and I'm so ever grateful for the privilege it is to be in your ears each and every week, and that you just listen to my rambling. I don't take it lightly, and I'm so ever grateful. So I'm just going to wrap up with a review from Sazza Dazza via Apple Podcasts in Australia. And it was left on the 3rd of November, so the day before my birthday. And it says, "Declutter Inspiration." And it's 5-star review. It says, "I love listening to your tips and tricks on getting a more organized life and home. Once I pop your podcast on, it's impossible not to get inspired and get stuck into decluttering and organizing. You're always so kind and compassionate to the audience on whatever may have led us to wanting to declutter. Thank you." Thank you, Sazza Dazza. I do not take for granted the time that you've spent to leave a review, and that you have listened to me and been inspired, and that you can see my heart. It's so nice to be seen. So thank you for seeing me, Sazza Dazza. And if you'd like to leave a review, other curious ones, then please do. I really appreciate it. And I love being able to mention your name. I just wish I could have everybody on the podcast. I wish that I could interview all of you and hear your story, because your stories matter. So leaving a review is just a tiny window for me to see you and to acknowledge you. So thank you. Okay, curious ones, thank you for letting me be reflective and thought-provoking of myself. I'm often doing these podcasts for myself and preaching to my own self. So thank you for indulging me. And I just wish you the best week ever, and that you just feel my love to you as you go about this week. And I just adore all of you. So thank you very much. And I can't wait to be back with you again next week. Until then, ciao.